Hi, this is a dictation for Michael Andrews, MichaelAndrews. Date of birth is 1695. Date of accident 12/27/2022. Date of service is 5/3/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. The patient reports that he initially was a victim of an automobile accident where he suffered from a rear-ending accident and fell into the ditch after hitting another truck, and he was at that time a driver. This impact started severe headaches along with dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, and fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, and blood vision spots in the vision. These were associated with severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back at the level of 10, with difficulty walking. With no radiation, though, but both the tailbone joints were involved. So far, the patient has tried physical therapy all along, and today he reports that the pain in the neck and the lower back is 10. He's asking for medical marijuana card to help. The pain level is reported 10, and only 20% relief is obtained by the management. Patient reports that his ADLs are affected as follows. The mood is 10, and relationship with other people are affected 10. Enjoyment of life is 7, sleep is 8, work is 7, walking ability 6. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, there is a dizziness, vertigo, headaches, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and nightmares. The patient denies any vision disturbance, dull vision, hearing, painting, blackouts, seizures. Patient denies any loss of memory or loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck, shoulder, and in the lower back, along with stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient has nausea and vomiting, no diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. A trouble swelling or lifted. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, so you can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. No changes in the pain level are reported in last 30 days, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is none, substance abuse is none. Compliance is patient reports in compliance with the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136/85, and pulse is 79, and pulse oximeter is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 4/5/2022, dictation number 0407-077. Plan of care. The patient has a continuous depression, lack of concentration, lack of sleep, pain, and stress, and the patient has had the MRIs that are reported. He has a herniated disc at C56 and bulging disc at C67. Along with this, patient has a evidence of herniated disc at L5S1. However, the entire thoracic spine looks normal, and there is a herniated disc at L3-4. And bulging disc at L4-5. The patient is advised to have lumbar epidural steroid injection and also to do cervical epidural steroid injection. His both sacroiliac joints are tender, and he has been advised to look into that. His thoracic spine is completely normal, and he has been advised to just do continuous therapy, acupuncture, and chiropractic treatment. Patient is thinking he will provide us a consent, and then we'll be more than happy to continue his treatment. At this time, patient chooses to take the medications. I have provided him Celebrex 200 daily for anti-inflammatory, pregabalin 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain, headaches, isoniazid 4 mg twice a day for relief with the muscle relaxation, Lunester 1 mg daily at night for sleep. The vomiting medicine, ondansetron, ONDANFETRON, 8 mg, 2 times a day PRN. Robaprazole is provided 20 mg 2 times a day for stomach relief. Lidocaine patches 30 are provided. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 60 tablets for pain relief. Furoset, 60 tablets for headache relief. Gabapentin 600 mg. Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain and headache. Migranol nasal spray is provided in case of severe headache that is not relieved by Furoset. His meds and labs have been checked. New labs have been ordered. The patient is also continuing to see neurology and neuropsych for the therapy. The patient is otherwise in a good shape. He'll be scheduled for this study, epidural, and then he'll be re-seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.